Like to call the Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting together for Thursday, December 12th at 6 o'clock. Regular, will you take the roll?
Yeah, here you.
I talked to Intuit, it's on. You want to move up? There are more comfortable chairs anyway.
I don't think those speakers are working.
Elderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Member Shaw?
Here.
Member Knuppel?
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. I think that we're supposed to turn our mics off when we're not using them. That might help with the hearing of the everyone else. Okay. Okay, so the first item we have is approval of the minutes. I talked with the clerk just before our meeting and asked her a question. And her suggestion was what I had asked, and she said, because business item 5 for the nominations was done at a late date, as we didn't have any staff members, so we weren't always holding our meetings, we didn't do the chair nominations on that yearly time when it started up, so the suggestion is on both nominations to strike the words for 1 year, and that way when April comes up we can get back on schedule.
The last three letters?
Yes, for 1 year on both motions. And the only other change I had, which is clearly stated up above, and I didn't catch this before, but it says to clarify the motion as made by Alderman Barber, but then in the motion, it doesn't actually say that, so maybe we could say Alderman Barber moved the recommendation. So that would be right here, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Yeah.
So we just add it to that section right there. And those are only, anyone else have any other suggestions, questions?
Move to approve as corrected.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the minutes for the meeting of November 14th are approved. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda, citizen comment period. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Please go to the microphone. You already have your own microphone. Would you like to speak?
Me? Mm-hmm. Leroy Lavendowski.
Too close.
Oh, yeah?
There you
Why
go.
Is that too close?
You were static. You were like five.
That's why you're supposed to be speaking to a mic as close as I am, and you people are not doing that. So
you're just a little too close now. There, it'll pick up. Just go like this far away from it, so you're
all right.
Okay.
My point of view with this. My point of view
and address,
is
please.
That
your name.
The
and
city gave permit. Wait.
Your name and address, please.
I can't hear you.
Your name and address?
Please state your name and address for the record.
Leroy Lavendowski, 8030 West Winston Way.
Okay.
What I want to bring up is the fact that the city of Franklin gave the quarries a permit for the quarries to operate. They also gave a permit to all those homes that were built around it. So the damage that is being created is therefore the fault of the city, and they should compensate or shut down the quarry. I feel that we could put a law into effect that would stipulate that we don't want any more blasting in the city and give them a year to pull out. Because it's dangerous for blasting to be occurring, the dust and everything else. But the city is to blame, and they should get compensation for the destruction of some of those homes. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Anyone else?
Bruce Demetrius, 6024 West Allwood. Just a couple things that I'm concerned with. At the Common Council, the last Common Council meeting, the mayor was questioned about his appointment, and he kind of passed the buck saying, my predecessor, or we'll decide in April, and I think that's too long to wait. And I don't know if there can be any pressure put on him to make an appointment before the elections, because it's been well over a year without this. And the other thing, the Alderman Barber about appointing a committee person without having the right to vote, why would anybody want to sit on a committee with no voice? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. So I'd rather wait until April or until the new mayor or the old mayor makes an appointment versus adding a person on this committee for the sake of adding one with no say-so. Thank you.
Thank you. I do know that there are some seats that could change as far as aldermanic seats, so maybe there is some expectation that there will be more seats in favor for the mayor, and maybe that's why he feels like he can get the person on that he wants at that time.
Wait, how long has it been?
It's been a while, but he said it was up to him. He'd do it when he was good and ready, and he apparently doesn't want to do that.
That's part of the problem. Yeah. Whenever he's good and ready, he does serve himself all the citizens.
I understand that. So, okay. Are there any other citizens that would like to comment? Seeing no other people that would like to comment, I'm going to close the citizen comment period. And we will move on to hearings. There are no hearings. First item is business item 5, review of professional service agreement to provide quarry monitoring services for calendar year 2020 with suggested changes as previously discussed at the October 30th and November 14th regular meetings, including proposal received on November 19th, 2019. Would you like to come up and join us? Can you both come up?
Mike Rusnowski from Stantec. I can just stand here. That's fine if that's good with you. I got the paperwork. So,
all right.
Did you get the handout then?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. And the email that I guess the attached email. So I think it's what we talked about.
It sounds very clear to me. I guess if you just want to, you know,
I can summarize it for the, you know.
Well, I think we'll have a little discussion. If we have any questions, then you know we'll call you back up.
Okay.
And I think. Anyone have any discussions about what we've been presented? I did go through it. First, I thought I had a correction, but then you covered it later on, so I was able to scratch that off. So we went with one more operating event, and then the blast monitoring went up by 2, right?
I think, yeah, 1 or 2. I think it might have been 1. But
okay.
It could actually change because if we don't get any exceptional blast complaint evaluations, I budgeted for 3. You know, we could always add another.
Okay.
You know, I mean, in the end, you're not going to, we're going to cap it. So you're not going to, you know, we're never going to exceed the budget. So we'll be flexible on that.
Okay. And then I was going through the contract. And I did have a couple questions about that. Let's see. On page 3 of the contract, assistance and control, it currently says Joel Deedle, planning manager, will serve. Do you know if that will be your name?
This is the 2018 contract.
Mm-hmm. I know. So we'll probably be modeling it after
mm-hmm.
this. But do you know if that... That will be a...
I'm not aware of any changes so far.
Okay. And then on page 5, the initial term of this agreement shall be 11 months from the receipt of notice to proceed. Is that... is there any... You know, 11 months? Shall be 11 months from... Is that what it's going to
just
be? Or that
last
might...
year when we got this, every year we've gotten it, they've always made edits to it
mm-hmm.
to make it appropriate with the period that matches
right.
that one page I gave you. So they do make those edits.
Okay. So those were the only things I noticed that might need to be edited. Maybe there'll be more. But Are there any discussions? Everyone happy with the proposal as is? Or any changes? Okay. I guess then we should entertain a motion, and I did kind of scribble something down. The motion, I believe, that would be appropriate would be a motion to receive or to recommend Common Council approve the professional service agreement with Attachment A, Quarry Monitoring Services, as presented and as reviewed by legal counsel. Is there anyone who would like to make that motion?
I just want to look at Schedule A.
Okay. Schedule A is that sheet that he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I guess the motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. And I do have to leave tonight, so I apologize for being here so shortly. But
that's okay.
Is there any other questions?
Just no. Reach out. We're good. Thank you very much. We'll have regular if there's any other questions. So this will probably go to the next council meeting, and not anticipating any concerns with that. Okay. Regular, did you get the complete motion, or do you want me to read back? Motion to recommend Common Council approval of the professional service agreement with Attachment A.
Attachment A. Okay.
Quarry Monitoring Services, that's what Attachment A is called.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's as presented and as reviewed by legal counsel.
Okay.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the update on the recommendations of the Common Council from the Quarry Monitoring Committee to direct staff to provide the Common Council with a status update on previous council actions. Oh, wait, let's see. Survey kickoff. We need to go to monitoring services. Okay. All right, so we are on item B, and I guess for me it was a pretty disappointing lack of action or continued direction for staff to really do anything. I felt like I got given all the directives. The original motions were that staff is supposed to do it, and when I said, Mayor, the staff hasn't done anything, then he kind of looked at me and said that I can do it. So I'm tasked with dictating the tape to write the letter that would go to the quarry as one of the items. The survey item was one of the agenda items. That survey was passed by the council for Lynch Associates. The next meeting, the money allocation had to be changed, and that took place. And then this week was going to be the kickoff meeting for the survey, and we had a meeting set, and Clint said he couldn't make it, which resulted in canceling the meeting. In my opinion, Clint did not need to be there, and I made a lot of adjustments to my schedule to make that 10 a.m. meeting, which was supposed to happen today. And I had quite the conversation with Clint about it. I asked him to, if he felt he really needed to be present, that he should provide some dates to staff, and he didn't do that. And I called him today. I also emailed him. And have we heard back from Clint yet? I would like to share in the record my message that I emailed to Clint and to the alderman and the mayor. Clint, to avoid inconveniences others and another rescheduling of several appointments I canceled to accommodate this meeting, please respond to the new dates provided. And those dates were provided by regular planning staff. Also, be sure to take note of the contract dates for future planning. The contract documents with dates was available at the November 19th Common Council meeting and discussed again on December 3rd, which you were present. It was also available online by November 15th. As I stated, per our phone conversation, we could have taped the meeting, then updated you at the evening of the Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting, and allowed a representative to attend in your place or had you present as a call-in. While I understand why you would like to be present, we are under no obligation to do so. Also, the city has a binding contract with another party. Delays jeopardize this legal agreement. I'm hoping you can understand and provide us flexibility to meet our obligations. He did not respond to that. In fact, he called and canceled coming to this evening's meeting. So I, meantime, I have two developers and a meeting with the county I'm trying to set up for next week. My schedule is completely on hold while I wait for Clint, who doesn't even really need to be present at this first kickoff meeting. And I text the mayor, and he told me to move forward the meeting. So I believe that the survey consultant has selected a date and time. And
December 18, 1 p.m.
Okay. And you can let Clint know that that's the date and time we have.
Right.
And if he can't make it, we're still having the meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
So it's December 18th at 1?
Yes.
And we can't have two people present there.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. You can always call Rigaloo and ask for an update. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Were these items in the packet here? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, did we go through
reclamation status?
Oh, well, I was just going on the, as far as the website updates, that didn't go anywhere. That's in, so I told the mayor that we'd bring it before this committee, so those are in the packet for us to work on now instead of staff. As discussed at citizen comment period, we did ask about the appointments, and that was already kind of talked about. And the reclamation status simply has to, Joel just said he was too busy to get it on the agenda. So.
We have that on schedule for February or March 2020.
Okay.
February or March?
Mm-hmm. 2020.
Either month. You said February or
March. Or March, yeah.
And that would be before the Planning Commission?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. And the blasting distance, and that's the survey that we just talked about. Sending the letter to the quarry operators, that's the letter that I have to transcribe what the council comments were so I can assist with getting that letter sent. And then the blasting level items, obviously that there's no desire for that to move forward, so that's not going anywhere either. So we're the recommending body that gets council motions that end up being made and nothing happens as a result of our actions. And so I, again, see no fear of putting a voting member on here because even when they do vote, make a recommendation, it doesn't go anywhere at the council level. Anyway, it's just a lot of wasting our time up here. I think that if we could just have the quarry comply with bringing the complaints down, even if it means blasting lower than the PDD standards, they could probably not have to pay $40,000 a year and we could all stop wasting our time. Okay, that takes us to item C, unless there's any other discussion from the committee on item B.
There's on the blasting limits, at the last meeting, Jesse gave a statement. And being that Jesse does speak in lengthy terms, and he was saying that he still basically hasn't talked to the state people about what's possible. Is that correct? Did I interpret that correctly?
Yes, I would say that's correct. He did put in his own opinion that pretty much the PDD allows the Plan Commission to make adjustments. That was in a previous write-up, but, yeah.
Is that something we did recommend? And I'm just curious as to, is that GSC's final statement, or does he still plan on reviewing it with the state?
He probably will not plan on reviewing it with the state unless he's directed to do so by the mayor. Otherwise, it's going to sit in his pile as when he gets to it, which he probably won't due to his workload. And he does have a big workload. I'll have to say that for Jesse. He handles a lot of things. I wouldn't say that Jesse is complicating the matters at all.
I wouldn't say he's fully developed. Look at other things.
Yeah.
Your mic is off.
Okay. All right. Did you have anything?
Yes, I have an update on the amendment to the rules. I have been working with Alderman Barber, and we found that we need to also amend the municipal code, the section 1019, because this section established the membership of the committee. So do we want to add that item to the January's agenda?
You and I had talked on that. Mm-hmm. And rather than bring just one amendment, I thought we could get this approved, the second amendment approved with the committee in January as soon as we can. So the revision to the municipal code mm-hmm. has to be done as well.
Correct.
Can we add that to the existing amendment, or does it take a lot more documentation to do that?